Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal Aleph, and we're starting Siman Beis. The Chayyadim points out that there is a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, which in the context of what we said before is a some element of the concept of Zachor Siyam HaShabbos HaKadshoi. By being prepared for Shabbos, one is expressing their concern and their interest in Shabbos. So one is Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, Zachor Siyam HaShabbos HaKadshoi. But Chayyadim adds now that the mitzvah the Hashkim HaBoker Be'er Shabbos, L'Hachin Tzorchei Shabbos, a person should do it as early as possible, because part of the Zachor Siyam HaShabbos HaKadshoi is to show that you want it to be done in an appropriate time, about the time before Shabbos, that there shouldn't be any concerns about Chas V'Sholem entering Shabbos without the foods that you need, and in a way which would possibly be a source of Chilul Shabbos. Kirksi v'hoya b'yom ha'shishi v'hechino mash metekev k'shahoyi y'yom ha'shishi y'hechino. So a remez to this concept is the Pasuk, which is said in regards to the month, that on Yom HaShishi, instead of the mon is not going to fall on Shabbos, and therefore a double portion of mon falls on Erev Shabbos. And Klal Yisrael was able to take the mon and do things with it. They could bake it, they could cook it, and they should do that. Haya b'Yom HaShishi, as soon as the Yom HaShishi came, they did that. They did it immediately in the morning. So now, for practical application, that means a person would go out and purchase the things they need for Shabbos, and then take them home and cook them. You should do that as early as possible. Can you do that before davening? Or should you do that before davening? It's a mitzvah. And therefore, a person is not allowed to do his personal needs, take care of his personal needs before davening. First, a person has to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then gets involved in his personal needs. It's considered inappropriate to be busy with your own things before you get involved in davening. But tzorchei mitzvah are mutter before davening. So this is a tzorch mitzvah to get ready for Shabbos. So, however, there is a concept in the halacha as Torah b'sheinu Torah, Torah kardim, that we have a conflict between two mitzvahs. The one which is done more commonly takes precedence. So tefillin, which is every day, should take precedence over the purchases for Shabbos. So the Chayyadim says the following. That concept of Torah B'Sheinu Torah is talking about a scenario where you're going to do both. The question is just one before the other. But if a person is makdim tefillah based on the rule of Torah B'Sheinu Torah, that the mitzvah, which is more common, goes first, and the result will be that he will lose opportunity to buy Tzorchei Shabbos, that is not correct. One should not lose the need for Shabbos because of being giving a precedence in order in time to the more common mitzvah. So in that situation, one will purchase their needs before davening, the needs that they have for Shabbos before davening. But the Chayyadim does add, Mavashikra Kriya Shema Kodem. But Kriya Shema, which is the Raisa, would be appropriate to say Kriya Shema first, he'll daven later, but at least he'll say Kriya Shema beforehand. Again, based on this rule of Torah B'Sheinu Torah, Torah Kodem, Kriya Shema is every day, twice a day, so that has precedence in reading Kriya Shema. The few minutes it takes to say Kriya Shema, he will not lose opportunity to purchase what he needs. So he should say Kriya Shema beforehand. In the paragraph, in the parentheses, and the Chayyadim challenges this halacha. This is a Magen Rom says that one should say Kriya Shema first, and he challenges, he's not sure that why that's true. The mile of taking care of the needs of Shabbos, even though it's not a common mitzvah because it's connected to Shabbos, which is has a mile of being Mekudosh, of being uniquely special in Kedusha, it's a counterbalance to that. That's the point he raises in the parentheses. We're not going to do the parentheses inside. Now, he says that the last point he does mention in the parentheses is this talking about that if the person does not do this, the person does not go before davening, he'll end up with nothing for Shabbos. So in that situation, you say that he shouldn't do so. But if he has some the basic needs for Shabbos, he just wants to enhance it, in that situation, tefillah and Kriya Shema would take precedence. Hashem, in the next year, we'll talk about, let's say a person has a kviyas to learn after davening. Should he give up his kviyas to learn? He has a set time to learn every day after davening. Should he give that up in order to go purchase the needs for Shabbos? What should he do in that situation? We'll touch on that point, Hashem, tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.